Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, December the 13th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the U.S.-Africa Summit, which started here in Washington this morning, with various seminars and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken leading one on African and young leaders in the diaspora. Other meetings held today or currently underway are focusing on the role of civil society. The African Growth and Opportunity Act, also known as AGOA, which is a piece of legislation that promotes trade between the U.S. and eligible sub-Saharan African countries. There is also discussion on partnerships between the U.S. and Africa in terms of leveraging outer space to meet shared goals for both African countries and Washington. Other discussions are tackling good governance, peace and security, conservation and climate change, as well as partnerships in health delivery. More than 40 African presidents and delegates from civil society groups, businesses and various other sectors are attending the crucial summit at the invitation of President Joe Biden, which ends on December 15. Biden is trying to close ranks with the African continent after what some are calling alienation under the Trump presidency. The U.S. State Department says this summit, the second of its kind after the first one held in 2014 by then President Barack Obama, will build on our shared values to foster new economic engagement, advance peace, security and good governance, and reinforce a commitment to democracy, human rights and civil society, close quote. And talking of human rights, Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa is not attending this summit. Why? Because he is under U.S. sanctions, accused of human rights violations. Zimbabwe will therefore be represented by its Foreign Affairs Minister, Mr. Frederick Shava. Lichona njani zulugandaba siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk, The Connection. Namhlanje sixoxa ngomhlangano we US Africa Diaspora, US Africa Summit, oqale namhlanje khona pa eWashington DC. Umhlangano lo ubizwe ngumongameli waseMelika, umnumzana Joe Biden. Njalo uhlangana labakhokheli bamazwe aseAfrika bekhulumisana ngokuqinisa ubudlelwano. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa yena kanxuswanga ngoba wetheswe izijeziso yiMelika, esetheswa icala lokwephula amalungelo kaZulu. IZimbabwe izamelwa ngumphathintambo obona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe, umnumzana Frederick Shava. Kwaziwa ivatereri, nasi muchirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa msangano we U.S. Africa Summit watanga nasi munomu Washington, D.C. Uyu, musangano uri kutungamirwa nava Joe Biden, wanawa mtungamiri we nyika ye America. Nesinangwa che kudzamisa kudzikizana pakati pe America ne nyika zeku Africa. Asi mtungamiri weZimbabwe vaEmmerson Mnangagwa havana kukokwa kumusangano uyu nekuti vakatemerwa zvirango neAmerica. Nokudaro Zimbabwe iri kumirirwa negurukota rinoona nekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika, baFrederick Shava. As said already, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken led the summit on youth today. Here he is welcoming delegates.
Welcome to the African and Diaspora Young Leaders Forum. Your Excellencies, President Wei of Liberia is in the house. President Madavio of Sierra Leone in the house. Thank you. Thank you both for traveling to Washington for the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit. It means a great deal to have this time in person with you. And I also saw in the House Greg Meeks, the Chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. There may be some other members of Congress here as well. It's wonderful to have you this morning. So to everyone joining us this morning, members of the African diaspora, African and American youth leaders, students in the United States and Africa who are tuning in virtually, thank you for all that you do to strengthen the bonds between African countries and the United States. The importance of the diaspora to the past, to the present, to the future of both African nations and the United States is why this is one of the very first events of the African Leaders Summit. Earlier this year in South Africa, I had an opportunity to set out the administration's new strategy for sub-Saharan Africa. It's a strategy rooted in one key word, partnership, and in recognition that we can't solve any of our shared priorities unless we work together. And it's a strategy that recognizes the immense role that the African diaspora and young people will play in shaping and strengthening that partnership. And in fact, that's exactly what you're already doing. Back in August, I had a chance to meet with members of the diaspora and African and American youth leaders right here in Washington to hear a little bit about some of the work that they were doing. One young leader who's mobilized climate finance to make the water sector more resilient in South Africa is now sharing the lessons that she learned at a U.S. government agency. Another, fresh off her experience fighting infectious disease in Malawi, was sharing her insights with nonprofits and businesses in the United States. Others were expanding educational opportunities for children, conducting environmental research, creating job opportunities for youth in both African countries and the United States, and demonstrating exactly why the diaspora is such an unparalleled asset for people on both continents. It's these interconnections, the back and forth, and the benefits that flow to African nations and the United States alike that is so incredibly powerful. The United States is committed to ensuring that young people can continue to bring their talents and hard work to the benefit of people across the continent and to the benefit of people in the United States.
That was U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken there emphasizing the importance of cooperation between the U.S. and African countries. Other various leaders were also engaged in other forums, such as President Paul Kagame of Rwanda, who talked about U.S.-Africa cooperation in space exploration issues.
Space-based technology is becoming an increasingly powerful tool for addressing global challenges such as agricultural productivity and climate change. This is why the Rwanda Space Agency was established 2 years ago with plans to establish a space center of excellence for research and development. Rwanda is happy to be working with industry partners from the United States, such as eSpace, Globalstar, and Atlas Space Operations. eSpace has opened an office in Kigali, Rwanda, and will be offering their innovative satellite-based Internet of Things technology in Rwanda. We are happy to be hosting a Globalstar satellite ground station and Atlas antenna in Rwanda will contribute to lunar mission control.
And that was Rwandan President Paul Kagame speaking at a symposium of the U.S.-Africa Summit, which kicked off today here in Washington. And now we are joined by our reporter, Gibbs Duve, on the ground. good afternoon gives, and we know there are various meetings are going on today. Which one are you attending, and give us the latest? What's going on there?
Right, Tuba, good afternoon, and good afternoon, everybody. So right now we are about to attend the Peace, Security and Governance Forum, where Mr. Frederick Shaba is attending. He's the Foreign Affairs Minister of Zimbabwe. This is the first time that Zimbabwe is participating at this event. So we know that Zimbabwe was invited by the U.S. government, despite the fact that there are some ZANU-PF officials who are under targeted sanctions. So it seems as if many Zimbabweans are very happy about, you know, those that are here are very happy about attending this meeting, and they think that maybe they are going to have some improved kind of relations between America and USA. And there's another meeting that is taking place, which is about health issues, that is Partnering for Sustainable Health Cooperation. And then there's another one that is coming shortly, which will focus on conservation, climate adaptation, and energy transition. So there are a lot of these kind of events. Like what you said, basically, there was this African and Diaspora Young Leaders Forum, very good kind of summit there, which was attended by many people, and the Civil Society Forum too, and many people attending. So now let's turn to most probably what is going to happen tomorrow, which is something that people are waiting for. Maybe you can pose your question.
And maybe before we go there, Gibbs, you talked about Frederick Shaba attending a meeting that's about to begin. Have you had any chance to meet with him, to see him or talk to him?
So I just saw him walking into the place where this meeting is going to take place. But, you know, he was a bit far. So we are going to go into the meeting right now with my colleague, Marvelous Mklanga, Nyawuye, and try to, you know, talk to them about coming here for the Washington, for the U.S. African Leaders Summit. So at the end of the day, it seems as if there are some guys that are accompanying him, and they are willing to organize an interview between us and Mr. Shaba. So there's a lot of excitement too.
Siyabonga Gibbs, letemba izaphumelela leyo interview. Izolo ngingakafiki lapho kumbe ngaphandle kwakhe uFrederick Shaba ongumphathi ntambo obona ngobudlelwano beZimbabwe lamanye amazwe omela iZimbabwe kulomhlangano njengoba uMongameli Mnangagwa enganxuswanga. Ngaphandle kwakho uShaba, bakhona yini abanye abavele eZimbabwe, kungaba ngabenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo abalwela amalungelo abakhona osubabonile?
Ye, bakhona sibili abambalwa abakhona. Okuqala engibonileyo igama lakhe kuthiwa ngakoNdebele isibongo sakhe. So-ke umama lo ubuye nje khonapho emhlanganweni ukuthi aze ekukhuluma ngokuthi kwenzakalani. So igama lakhe uBlondi Ndebele. Kuzobuya nabanye-ke embabonileyo njalo kulomunye okuthiwa nguMbongeni Mbhoni. UMbongeni yena uvela kweleBotswana kodwa ngumZimbabwe. So uthi khona-ke lapha-ke ulanda ukuthi aze yenza khona kokwenziwa izintatheli zindaba, utapha indaba. Kodwa uyangena imihlangano eminingi njalo imele intatheli zindaba nabanye. Kuzobuya-ke abanye kade kumele ukuthi bangene umhlangano we-climate adaptation and conservation of the environment. So kodwa-ke asikabatholi ukuthi sikhulume labo, kodwa lethemba lokuthi sazuza nje isikhatshana sixoxe labo size ukuthi bathini. Nxa sekukhangelelwe okunye njalo kulabanye abavela kuhlanganiso ezimbili khonapha kule Melika abadabuka eZimbabwe, labo bakhangelele ukuthi kuzakhulunywa akhonokho-ke okukhangelane labo mama kube ngithi abesifazane. So kuningi kakhulu-ke okhangelelwe ukuthi abeZimbabwe bazaphatheka kikho khonapho ntu.
Siyabonga Dube, and uqhubeke usecingweni khonapho. Siyazi ukuthi kule mhlangano eminingi omele uyingene, kodwa would appreciate if you can stay on the line. That's Gibbs Dube, our reporter, reporting from the U.S. Africa Summit, which started today here in Washington. We have another guest, that's a human rights attorney, Kenneth Masie, joining us from the great state of Texas via Skype. Mr. Masie, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you very much, and it's good to be here.
Thank you so much. The U.S.-Africa Summit is currently underway, starting this morning and ending December 15. How important is this meeting, especially for the African continent as well as the U.S.?
Yeah, this meeting is very important because it's a recognition that Africa is at the center of of development going forward. You see, there are a lot of issues that are affecting the world today, which include climate change, issues of food security, and also issues of global health. And having Africa, at the center of making sure that these issues are dealt with, and also engaging with progressive countries like America. Can actually, make sure that we get to solve these issues quickly.
Ne zuro vamasiye takaona US kana kuti America ichitemera mwana komana wavamunangagwa emasoni munangagwa junior zvirango zveupfumi pamwe chete ne mudzimai wava kuda kwaseta gwirei nevamwe vaviri nemakambani maviri vachitemera zvirango vachinzi vari kuita zveuori munyika. Izvi zvichiitika just a day before musangano uyu. Zvirango izvi, we know kuti Zimbabwe iri kuedza kumutsidzira kutyidzana kwayo neAmerica. Mungati zvirango izvi muri kuona zvichikanganisa matano ekumutsidzira kutyidzana uku here?
Ya zvirango, ndingati zvirango zviri kuiswa nehurumende yeAmerica vachionawo kuti kuZimbabwe izvo zvakaita secorruption zvinhu zviri kukanganisa upenyu hwethe ordinary Zimbabweans. As we know kuti nyaya dzecorruption inyaya dzisina kutanga nhasi, inyaya dzakatanga kudhara. Tichitarisa even vatagwire vacho vagarawo varipo pazvirango zveupfumi vachipomerwa nyaya dzekuva corrupt. Iyo mwana wamunangagwa zvekare tinoonawo zvekare achibuda mumanewspaper nemumamedia vachitenga mota dzinotyisa ivo vanhu vachitambura kuZimbabwe. Saka izvi zvinhu zvekuti kuda hurumende yeAmerica kana ichizviona inotarisa izvozvo ichiti izvi ndo zviri kukanganisawo the ordinary survival the ordinary Zimbabwean, because zvinhu zvakadai so corruption nethe living standards dzevanhu nemahuman rights zvinhu zvinotyidzana zvekare.
Tinotenda vamasiye, rambai muri parunhare. Enda mpenduke kuwe Tuve. We saw a Zimbabwean, that's James Manyika. He's employed by Google, quite a big company. He's the Vice President of Technology and Society. Previously, he worked for the Obama administration. We saw Mr. Manyika today addressing one of the meetings on behalf of Google and talking about innovation. How big a deal is this, Gibbs, when looking at upcoming African entrepreneurs, African academics? We know Mr. Manyika is an academic as well. How inspirational is this?
It's a very big thing to see Manyika doing all what he did today. And if you listen to him very well, he was, sort of like captivating his audience to say, you know what, you can do what I've done in life. So he's walking in the foot of, he's walking in the breadth and length of what some people like Steve Masiwa actually did and so forth. So it is very inspiring, and at the end of the day, it shows that Zimbabweans can fly high. You know, they can do whatever they want to do. So if you have got a guy that leads Google and is the guy that comes to such a forum, and then you meet with the many Zimbabweans, you get inspired. I personally got inspired too, because this is a guy that knows his stuff. And on that note, Ntunga, we've got one of the sessions that is going to be there tomorrow, Advancing Digital Connectivity, partnerships to enable inclusive growth through technology. This is one of the most important items on the agenda, and we believe that Mr. Manyika and others can inspire many people to do some of these kind of things. It's like technology is there for everything. So if, let's say, has got his cows in Plumtree and he wants to monitor them while he's sitting at home, he can maybe use an app to do that. So he's saying, why not develop some of these things that go deep into, you know, what Africans do at home. So even growing crops and doing other things. So it is extremely, extremely inspiring to America.
Uyazi ukhuluma ngenye indaba ke lapho Dube, indaba ye technology leyo okhuluma ngayo ngenkomo. Uyazi esesiside isikhathi lapha ndinga ama GPS awokufaka endlebeni zenkomo zokuzitracker ngoba umhlambi wami uyachosha ugcwala yonke indawo ndubaba uthwele nzima. Emhlanganweni yona leyo i-technology kulokubukisa yini i-technology enjalo esingabona lawe ungugizi yebo you are doing some reporting kodwa lawe uphuma khona apho emhlabu sithi ntunga sengutholele phela ungama GPS okokufaka enkomeni nako kukhona okuyizinto okunjalo okubambekayo kumbe ngama ideas nje
singathi ke kathesi okuningikwangikhona ngama ideas ukuthi abantu bengenzayo kodwa nxa usulalela abantu bekhuluma sibili bathi bafuna ukuthi kuye khona ngapho enkomeni kuye khona ngale kulimeni kuye khona ngale kufundeni kuye khona ngale ukuthi nxa ulungisa impilo yakho kumele uyilungise njani. So siyabona njalo ukuthi nxa sukhangela into lezi ntunga kuyabe kuwukuthi abantu bavele bafunani nxa subalalele kuhlabatsha babefuna khona okokuizinto onjengokuthi nxa ngilapha ngisesikolo kambe ngingamonitha njani into zebulling ngamonitha njani ama-studies ami enxa ngifuna ukuthi ngenze enye i-course enje kambe ngingafika njani emthonjeni wankona lapho kuthathwa khona ulwazi into ezinjalo. So ngama-apps konke khonokho kukhanyazani vele yikho kuyakudlala indimende nxa ukuthi esikhangele zetechnology. Ngakho ke lubaba ukubuya kwakhe lokwezinto ezinjalo kuyatshengisela ukuthi kuyafiwa lapha ntoko kukhona okuningi kakhulu okungenzakala njengakhonokho kusebegcine ngitasha inhliziyo yakho ngakho okwenkomo ukuthi nxa usufuye inkomo zakho hambe ungazikhangele emadlelweni yini uhlezi exhibeni lakho kumbe zona inkomo ngokwazo ziye emthonjeni othize omakiweyo kube kwazi ukuthi lo umanzi lo awula manzi lo unjani njani khonokho-ke kusetshenziswa ama-apps kulokuthi uhambe ngenyawo 20-40 kilometers udinga iy'nkomo zakho uyabe uzikhangela usendlini so kunjalo-ke tu so silethemba lokuthi kunenge okuzaphuma khona.
Siyabonga Gibbs, silethemba izaphuma itechnology leyo ngoba kade ngiyifuna. Qhubeka ubambile. And for those that are just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, as well as VOA Ndebele. We are also streaming live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And tonight we are talking about the U.S.-Africa Summit called by U.S. President Joe Biden to cement ties between the African continent and the U.S. The summit is currently underway, starting today and running through December 15. Ndizoke kwamuri vamasiye. Kumsangano uyu kuri kutaurwa nezvakasiyana siyana. Good governance, utongi hwejekerere, innovation, fighting climate change, nezvimwe zvakadaro zvema human rights. Ndezvipi zvamungati zvakakosha kudarika zvimwe zvese zvinofanira kukurukurwa navaBiden nevatungamiri vekuAmerica vekuAfrica rather?
Ya, chandona chakakosha stereki panguva yatiri iko zvino inyaya yeglobal health. Tinoziva kuti iko zvino takabuda munyaya dze corona dzimwe nyika asati dzabuda. And kumasuro uku pane nyaya dzaitaurwa kunyanyanya nyika dzekuAfrica dzaitaura kuti paigadzirwa vaccine maAfrican countries anga asingabatwi zvakanaka and papasina fairness paitaurwa nyaya dzekudistributa mavaccine because nyika dzadzine mari dzadzakaita seAmerica kana kuti vana China vana Russia ndo vaiwanikwa vachiona nyaya dzekupa vagari vemunyika dzavo mavaccine nyika dzakaita dziri muAfrica dzisingawani. Saka nyaya yeglobal health inyaya yakakosha stereki and tichibva ipapo ndinoona senge chinouya ipapo kechi2 inyaya yefood crisis. Right now, food security. Because right now, food security, chunu chakakosha, chuku batana zvikare nenyaya climate change. Saka, tukuona kuti nyika dzakawanda dziri kushaya chikafu, nenyaya yekuchinja kuri kungoita ma weather patterns. Kungava ku Africa, kungava ku America, kungava zvako. Saka nyaya yefood crisis, ye food security, inyaya inofa kuchiongororwa zvakare kuti ingabatwe sei nyaya yeclimate change kuti nyika dzese dziwanike dzichiwa ne goho kana dzichiwa nechikafu pasina kukurwirana kana kuti you know scramble for food. Ndisinga budisi zvekare nyaya yema human rights. Nyaya yema human rights inyaya zvekare yakakosha ende inyaya yekuti kana hurumende yamunangagwa ichitarisa summit iyi inyaya yekuti vanofanira kuzvirova mumusoro kuti tikumboitei kana tichiona dzimwe nyika dzemu Africa dzichiprogressa. Isu tisingawanikwi tiri pa table because right now pane mari dziri kutaurwa dzinopfuura 55 billion dzichave dzichida kudistributwa kuAfrica. Apa Zimbabwe hationi kuti tichibenefitawo kana kuti pamari dzakadaro kuti tidhigadzisei idzo dzinyaya dzati kutaura dze food security, the climate change nenyaya dzeglobal nedze health. Because tinoziva kuti kuZimbabwe nyaya yemahealth yehealth sector yedu inyaya iri kunetsa. Mahospital edu haana mushonga, mahospital edu haana maequipments ende zvinhu zvakadaro zvinofanira zvichionekwa tichionekwawo tichidyidzana nedzimwe nyika.
Tinotenda vamasiye. Ngipenduke kuwe Dube. Kusasa ungasichasela ukuthi uhlelo lumi njani, yiphi imhlangano ekhona njalo, yena ubaba uBiden uzahlangana labo nina abakhokheli baseAfrika laba, ngoba kathesi siyazi basahlangana nje bengamaqembuqembu bekhuluma uTNA.
Ye okhona ntunga kusasa kule Africa Business Forum, ngathi US Africa Business Forum iyabila izikamkamu kumbe ngithi izigaba ezimbalwa. Isigaba sokuqala kuyabe kukhangelwa ke ukuthi le Africa lime njani ngokuthenga lokuthengiselana. Kuzobuya ke okunye ke ukuthi kambe kunganikwa njani ele Africa imali yokuthi kuthuthukiswe ke imigwaqo, into ezinjalo, le energy transition, khonokho ukuthi xa bekhangela ezomlilo kagetsi lokunye okuhluphayo eZimbabwe labanye amazwe. Kuzobuya okunye ke okuthiwa growing agribusiness, ukuthi kambe eze-agriculture kumbe ngithi ezokulima zingamiswa njani. Lapha ke kukhangelelwe ukuthi kambe kusiya phambili kuyini okungenziwa ukuthi izwekazi le-Africa ibe lokudla okwaneleyo, njalo lokuthi khonokho ke ukudla okukhona hambe kubangakufaka njani ukuthi kube lesi sinto kuthengiselwe amanye amazwe kulesi sinto esihle. Kuzobuya ke ikhonoko kade sikhuluma ngakho kwe-advancing digital connectivity, ukuthi kambe kungathiwani ngakhonokho ke amagagasi athize, khonokho ke kwabo-intanethi, kwabo-social media lokunye, kambe kungaphekwa njani kwezithi abantu bephumelele. Kuzobuya ke umongameli Biden ngo-1:30 PM uzabe khuluma esenza lokho okuthiwa yi-keynote address, ekhuluma ke lomhlaba wonke jikelele. Kuzobuya ke ntambama ke sebeshaya ke izwidlongo entunga sebezidlela nje abakuthandayo, kuthiwa ke i-US Africa Leaders Summit dinner babe sokujayivwa phela. Nami ngizazi umuntu engxe ngegonakale ngishaya i-get down
siyazi Duba oseleke ekudleni. Siyabonga Dube, siyabonga kakhulu nge-update leyo. And that brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank our guests. That's our reporter, Gibbs Dube, reporting from the ground, as well as human rights lawyer, Mr. Kennedy Masiye, joining us via Skype from Texas. This is it, Zimbabwe. Let's make another date tomorrow. I am your host, Tukamilinkoma. Good night.